Hello, hello. Welcome back, Golden Hawks, to After Class. This is your Friday host, Sam. I'm back after a very long break. I do apologize. I was just not feeling it. That sounds terrible, but I had a very bad headache for the last two kind of weekends-ish, which is why you guys should be drinking water. Make sure we're always drinking our water. Hope everyone's doing okay in the very cold weather. I trekked out here, but it's okay because I got a 7-Eleven hot dog, which was very warm. And I don't know what they put in those things, because maybe it's because I'm 90% through a super big gulp, which is like 2.5 liters a pop. Maybe it was the hot dog, but my stomach's brewing something. It feels a little funny. Anyway, today's just going to be music. I'm not joined by my special guest because he has work. Everyone say boo, Dylan. But yeah, so this is off of my whimsicoth 90s soft rock Sunday evening, which was once a day list, if you couldn't tell by the title. I did add some songs to this, so there are some that are not whimsicoth 90s soft rock, which will be the first one because we are starting off with Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. Okay, once again, that was Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. I'm listening to it. Well, as I'm listening to it with you guys, I'm realizing the equalizer sounds just a tiny bit strange. And that's because I set it up without hearing anything. I was just kind of playing with stuff when I did that. And I don't know how an equalizer actually really works. Oops. I just know it. Sometimes it makes it sound louder. So that's what I was doing. I mean, I understand how it works as a principle, but I don't know how the Spotify equalizer settings work. So that's my bad if it sounds weird today. I was just playing around with it using like the preset ones. Picking what to do next. I think we're just going to go off of the whimsicoth vibes and just kind of play whatever I feel like. But we're still on the playlist. This is just kind of random songs I added. So I think we're going to go with Tulsa Jesus Freak. So this will be Tulsa Jesus Freak by Lana Del Rey. Once again, that was Tulsa Jesus Freak by Lana Del Rey. After hearing that, I'm feeling very Lana Del Rey-y, so we might just listen to more of her. That song especially, though, reminds me a lot of, like, kind of second semester grade 12, because I don't do it as much anymore. Now I just kind of like listen to whatever playlist I feel like listening to, but definitely throughout high school, I would make playlists for different seasons. So, like, I'll go through my Spotify library, even now, and have, like, summer 2023, summer 2024, spring 2024, like that kind of thing, like just different seasons whenever I made a specific playlist. And that song was like the first one I added to because I was like, this is going to be my vibe for this season, for spring 2025. It kind of was my vibe, actually, if I'm being honest, because I just did whatever. Like, I didn't really care. But keeping along kind of the lighter vibe of those songs, I think we're going to do Music to Watch the Boys To, also by Lana Del Rey, off of Honeymoon. So, coming up. So I do what you want. Sing it self-guns just to soak up the noise. Wear ribbons on us. Laying like a dog. Okay. That was Music to Watch Boys Too by Lana Del Rey. I think it might just be a full Lana Del Rey night. I just forgot how much I love her. Like, I just heard a couple songs and I went, wait, that's my goat. So it might be full Lana Del Rey night because on the same playlist, Doin' Time by Lana Del Rey. I believe Doin' Time is the one, I could be fully wrong, but I think Doin' Time is the one Radiohead sued her over because it's had some kind of something in the music that was sampled from or sounded similar to Creep, and either she didn't give them credit for it or whatever. I have memories of them losing this for some reason. I don't know if that's true. I don't know anything about this. I could be making it all up, but this could be fully allegedly. But up next, Doin' Time by Lana Del Rey. Rallies on the microphone with Ross and G. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Okay, so whatever I said about before, about Radiohead suing Lana Del Rey for a song, not this song. I was completely lying. I just made that up. This is a song that she covered from some random guy who I don't know, unfortunately. They sued her for Get Free, which is a completely different album. It's on Lust for Life. But apparently, and this is Reddit pulling through for me, that it already, like the song Creep, already uses
a similar chord progression as The Air That I Breathe from like the Hollies. And then she used that one too, I guess, allegedly. Okay, next song I have queued up is Driving in Cars with Boys, also by Lana Del Rey. I'm just on a Lana Del Rey kick tonight. I don't care. However, I don't know if this is going to work because it's potentially unreleased, maybe. Because it's unreleased, I had to find it on YouTube. And I don't know if I click this, it's going to be a cover. If it's a cover, I'm cutting the song off and finding the real version. So I'm just clicking on the first one that comes up. Let's hope it's actually Driving in Cars with the Boys by Lana Del Rey. Or let's hope there's no ads. Oh my goodness. Let's hope. Okay, so that was Driving in Cars with Boys by Lana Del Rey. So, fun little tidbit about this song. This was originally recorded with Born to Die, so it's kind of from that era, which I think you can really hear kind of towards that little fade out at the end. Like, I don't know, I don't have the terminology to describe it, but the kind of like little twinkle you hear there, I feel like that's very Born to Die. However, it was then re-recorded with like new instrumentals, I guess, for Ultraviolence, which honestly, I think it fits better with Born to Die. However, it also goes very well with Born to Die or with Ultraviolence. This was the Ultraviolence version that we just heard, but it was cut from both, unfortunately. And I really wish it wasn't. I don't know. I think it's a really nice song. I love the way it was recorded. I love her voice on it. It's just so good. Also, for Due in Time, I was informed by a very angry listener that the cover is Sublime, not some random guy. It's Sublime, apparently. Can't say I listen to Sublime, so I do apologize. Let's see, what are we in the mood for? I think we're in the mood for Swan Song off of Honeymoon. It really might just be a full Lana Del Rey night. I'm just really into that today. I don't know. So we'll do Swan Song by Lana Del Rey off of Honeymoon. I like kind of the Honeymoon era and I kind of associate it with Lust for Life. However, I can't say I like it as an album. Unfortunately, I don't dislike it, but to me it's like out of her whole discography, out of her very extensive discography, she's been making music for so many years. It's just really not up there for me. I think Lust for Life is one of my least favorites. Honeymoon is pretty good. It has its days. Ultraviolence is top tier for me. Speaking of Ultraviolence, not at all, actually, but Born to Die, which are very similar eras to me. Because, okay, to me, I think her albums kind of come in like pairs or sisters. Like NFR, Norman fucking Rockwell, is like sister albums to Chemtrails Over the Country Club, like stuff like that. Like they're similar like time periods and similar like musical sounds. So, Born to Die Paradise Edition, The Body Electric. One of my favorite songs of her ever. I just searched Lana Del Rey, my like songs, and I was like, oh my God, I love this song. This is very much right before graduation, like second semester, grade 12. This was on every night when I was driving home from work. I just love this song so much. And I almost wish it was on Ultraviolence. I think it would have sounded really nice kind of towards like the middle beginning of Ultraviolence. But anyway, this is The Body Electric by Lana Del Rey. I don't have a lot of like constructive thoughts on this just because this is not like an album I've sat down and listened to and been like, okay, like did like the annotation thing. Like, how does this make me feel? What is this referencing? Like, whatever, whatever. However, I did just Google right now Grand Ole Opry. And so it is a live music venue in Nashville, Tennessee. And it is from their website, quote, "The Grand Ole Opry is country music's biggest stage, home to legends and rising stars." And then I was like, okay, like, what does that mean? Like, okay. So she's actually never performed there, but she has performed at the building it used to be, something like that. But I don't know. I just really like the Americana vibes in this song because I feel like sometimes when she does Americana, especially like Chemtrails and like the newer stuff that might be Americana, it reads a little bit like insensitive in terms of political climate. And that's okay. Like, you can like be mildly patriotic. You can do Americana and have it be like cute, like whatever. It just feels weird in like Chemtrails and stuff like that, like be on there. However, I feel like it's done really nicely in this song. And completely different topic, actually. I was gonna say along the lines of Americana, not at all along the lines of Americana. while I was Googling just about this song, I found someone saying like misheard lyric. And I was like, oh, like maybe this is lyric I misheard too. And when she says Whitman is my daddy, Monica's my mother, somebody thought this, she said Clinton is my daddy, Monica's my mother, like Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, which I just think is funny and probably not very Americana actually. But yeah, I just really like that song. I think it sounds like almost too heavy for Born to Die, despite the name. Like, not like lyrically, just kind of how it sounds sonically, I guess. I don't know. Very nice song. I love it so much. I always forget about it though. Like, I remember like making a playlist and I'm like, okay, like scrolling through my like songs. Like, I completely forget about it constantly. But it's just a really, really good song. What are we in the mood for? Okay, we're definitely not. No. People keep removing the unreleased ones I've liked. Oh my gosh, they removed Raiden with ASAP Rocky, which I really like. I think we're in the mood. I say we. This is a conscious decision we're all making. We're going to go a little bit lighter because I want to transition into something else after this. We're going to go. No, I lied. We're just going to straight into it. We're going to go with Paris, Texas. If I can find it. There we go. Oh, I have to sneeze. Okay, let's get Paris, Texas going. Lana Del Rey. Some friends of mine down in Florence, Alabama. When you know. Okay, once again, that was Paris, Texas by Lana Del Rey. Just thinking about that song and when she said Florence, Alabama, and I think in the background when she was saying something like Venice, California, made me Google a list of American places that are named after other established cities. And so we're on Wikipedia, and the list is extremely long. They do this a lot, which I think is really cool. To name a couple from Afghanistan, Kabul is Kabul, Missouri. I don't know how to say this one, but it turns into Valona, Georgia, which is like Vlore or something. Albania, of course, Algeria, Algiers, Louisiana, and Indiana, and Oran into Oran, Missouri. The Algiers one makes sense because obviously the French, so it makes sense that it's especially in Louisiana, which is named after King Louis. Algiers is a French word because the French were in Algeria. Like, that one's a pretty simple connection. There's two places in the States called Angola, in Indiana and in New York. There's La Plata from Argentina, Missouri, and Maryland. There's 1,000 cities called Armenia. There's quite a few Australia. There's quite a few Austria, obviously. Vienna is kind of the big one from that. There's Little Bangladesh, Los Angeles. I feel like that one's more of an organic name that just popped up. Antwerp, New York, Antwerp, Ohio. Brussels, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Belgium, Wisconsin. There's quite a few Belgian names in here. Oh my gosh, I don't know if these are named after, but there are namesakes for Canada too. There's Acton, Ontario, and then Acton Township, Minnesota. I'm going through to see if there's any more cities I know. Belleville, Ontario to Belleville, Wisconsin. Brampton, Ontario to Brampton, North Dakota. Brantford to Brantford, North Dakota. Calgary to Calgary, spelled with a K, Texas. Conway to Conway, North Dakota, which is obviously English. Dundas, Ontario to Dundas, Minnesota. Once again, that's coming over. Obviously, that's not like an original name here. A lot of the ones, like Guelph, Ontario, Guelph, North Dakota. It's all North Dakota. Oh my God. Hamilton, North Dakota. A lot of the ones I'm assuming are coming from either English or French. Because I mean, like, I live in Waterloo, Ontario, as in like the Battle of. Like, these are obviously just namesakes brought from like settlers. Kingston, Ontario, Kingston, Wisconsin, Kenmore, Ontario, Kenmore, Washington. Lindsay, Ontario, Lindsay, Nebraska, Ontario, Canada, Ontario, California, and Oregon. Orillia, Washington. Okay, there's 1,000. Oh my gosh. There's so many. See, Czech Republic. Oh, there's a lot too. I'm just getting like distracted in this list. There's obviously 1,000 from France, of course. Couple Bordeaux, Dunkirk, New York. Couldn't imagine why that's named that. Like, this is really cool though. Orleans, of course, New Orleans and Orleans, New York. And we have an Orleans here. At least one. There's one in Ottawa for sure, if not more throughout. And I know it's not a city, obviously. I think it's a city in America, but I think there's one called Palestine in Ohio, which I think is really cool. There's Lebanon, Tennessee, Missouri, Connecticut, Indiana, New Hampshire, Maine, Ohio, and Oregon. So, and Mount Lebanon in Pennsylvania. And obviously a couple of city names that I share, but that's That's really funny. I guess they love Lebanon. There's one for almost every country in the world. This is incredible. Yeah, Palestine, Ohio, Palestine, Illinois, and East Palestine, Ohio. Wow. This is like crazy. There's quite a few Russian ones. There's 5 Moscows in the States. I'm just going through this list and like narrating it to you guys. Let's see what else. I don't know how to say this one. I apologize. Samarkand, which is Uzbekistan. And there's one in North Carolina. There's Aleppo, which is Syria. And that's in Pennsylvania. There's, oh my God, there's a lot of like ancient ones, which makes sense. I mean, a lot of like the Europeans, early Europeans in the States were religious of some sort, probably Christians, specifically Puritans. So it makes sense that like there's Babylon. It makes sense that there's Bethsaida, which is obviously like Judean, Bethany, Bethlehem, Bethphage, stuff like this. There's quite a few Carthages, apparently. Didn't know the Americans liked Carthage like that. Damascus. There's a Damascus somewhere around here. I don't know exactly where, but kind of past Acton, there's a Damascus. Oh my God, there's so... Okay, I'm going to get distracted. There's just a lot. It's really cool to think about. Away from city names now. We'll find something else just to listen to. What are we in the mood for? I think... We're in the mood for High by the Beach, also by Lana Del Rey. This is just full Lana Del Rey now. We got one die. If you think about it, that's like a concert, though, because I believe at one point Addison Rae opened for Lana Del Rey. So that's like that. That's fitting because we got one Diet Pepsi and then all Lana Del Rey. Let's go with High by the Beach. Hey, once again, High by the Beach by Lana Del Rey. We're listening to more honeymoon songs. I think I was just lying earlier because listening to them unbiased, like not thinking back and associating them with anything, because I think they were kind of soured by like grade 10 and 11. Listening to the songs themselves, I really do like them. I think there's just something about it, like as an album, that isn't pulled together to me. However, there is very clearly like a coherent vibe. I just don't love them together. Like I don't like Swan Song right before Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, like that kind of thing. But the popular songs off this album are popular for a reason. Like I think they're very, very good. Like Honeymoon, Music to Watch Boys 2, High by the Beach, Freak, Art Deco. That's a really good run. High by the Beach, Freak, and Art Deco back to back. And then Religion, Salvatore, and Blackest Day are really good. My thing with this album is the songs I don't like, I really don't like. I don't really like Terrence Loves You. Not a big fan of God Knows I Tried. I hate the Burt Norton like interlude. I don't like 24. Like the songs I don't like, I really don't like. But the songs I like, I really like. It's not a very like evened out album in my opinion, which obviously like I'll be texting Miss Lana Del Rey. Like she'll listen to me, of course. My opinion matters so much. But like, yeah. Just a very, very good individual songs. This one is a cover. This next one's a cover that I like very, very much. This was probably like my most played song this summer. I just love the vibes. I loved everything about it, especially I don't know what's going on with her new album. I don't know if we're ever getting that ever or if she was just lying because sometimes she likes to do that. But this was in her little country kick, like Tough with Quavo, like that kind of thing. Her cover of Take Me Home Country Roads. So this is Take Me Home Country Roads, covered by Lana Del Rey. Shenandoah River, country roads, take me home. Hey, Take Me Home Country Roads, covered by Lana Del Rey. Love this song. Shout out West Virginia. I really like the original. I think it's John Denver. I love that one too. We have 3 minutes left, so I'm going to play one more song. Really quickly, really, really, really quickly. This is Take Me by Jailbird, so not Lana Del Rey, but this is from my summer 2025 playlist. You don't have to be quiet around me. You can always speak really, really loudly. Take a megaphone. Okay, finishing off with less than a minute to spare. That was Take Me by Jailbird, once again off my summer 2025 playlist, very reminiscent of early summer 2025. That's pretty much all I have for tonight because we have like 40 seconds left. I hope everybody is staying warm, maybe ordering some food if anyone wants to order food to me. Everyone's bundling up. I don't think I have any more goodbye wishes with my less than 30 seconds left. Thank you to my dad and my friends who listen to this. And yeah, stay warm outside. Be cozy. make sure you're drinking water. Have a really good night and a really, really good weekend and the rest of your week and next week and every week. Okay, I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.